This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Eagan, Minnesota, the GCN Studios, Genesis Communication Networks. Folks, did you listen again during the break? Did you pay attention to how the Democrats are always warring against the Republicans and their right to choose? I'll get to that in just a couple moments. But isn't it interesting how the Republicans are always condemning the Democrats? Now, if we were to listen to the warning again, and I've given this warning several times, and I'm going to give it to you again, by President John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. This is the guy that said, "There is nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other." John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." Let me say it one more time. "There is nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. You are conditioned to accept this on a daily basis." John Adams goes on, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." We'll be talking about in just a couple of minutes, friends, is the vehicular jihad comes to Manhattan, as I forewarned over and over and over and over again. And it's also interesting to note, folks, this is headline news on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Vehicular jihad comes to Manhattan. Governor says there's no ongoing threat. Notice again, friends, who the microphones are put up to concerning how you get your propaganda on a daily basis. The little useful idiots called news journalists are right there to put the microphone back up to the very people that continuously lie to you on a daily basis as to what's going on today. There's no threat? Well, what just happened allegedly yesterday in New York? Vehicular jihad comes to Manhattan. Headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. New York City, another headline. Islamic jihadist bragged about his attack in hospital. Here's another headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Islamic terrorist shouting Allahu Akbar mows down pedestrians with his truck near the World Trade Center. America, are you putting two and two together as to who the responsible party is? Remember the article that I've written in the past warning the American people? Once again, here's the Holy Ghost pre-warning the American people as to what we're seeing in the present. Criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Who's alluring these alleged jihadists into America? Who is alluring them into this country, America? I'm asking you the question. Well, if you took the time to read the Constitution of the United States of America and the enumerated laws found within, also within the statutes and judgments in each state of all 50 states of our union, you would understand that those that are alluring these jihadis into this country are the ones that are responsible for the crimes that they commit. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. And I also want to highlight the fact that if America, you want justice in this country, it's going to have to be you that brings it. Because we see the representatives that are on the news on a daily basis denying their responsibility as representatives of we the people in this country by alluring them in. If you want justice, America, you're going to have to bring it yourself because you're not getting it. On a national level, you're not getting it from the courts the way that it should be brought forth concerning justice, which guards our liberties. And let me say this, friends, if you want justice, America, it's going to be you that brings it because these people are letting into the country the very people that are committing the crimes and these acts. So, America, you respond by crying out to corrupt government, the same officials that are alluring them in, I'm sorry, not officials, representatives, that are alluring them into this country for more protection as they take away more of your rights. Is that not exactly what's been going on in this country since 2011? You better bet your bottom dollar. You would think with all these bureaucracies that have been created in America that we'd be a lot safer in this country when in fact we see that we're the end aim of the objective, as Henry Kissinger rightly said, the terrorists are those that refuse the New World Order. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. Before I do, you heard this Democrat condemning a Republican. Okay, again, where does the Democrat have constitutional standing, friends? He doesn't. Where does the Republican? He doesn't. They are to be representatives of our law, period. In our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, period. Nothing more, nothing less. But what was this supposed Democrat, the left, what was he condemning the right for? Well, he said that they were condemning them because women have a right to choose. Hey, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Undercover video proves Planned Parenthood is breaking the law. And just for the record, editor's notes, Planned Parenthood was breaking the law long before they were selling baby parts with abortifacients and abortions, friends. Because they were violating God's moral law. I don't care what corruption sanctions America. Just because they say it's legal doesn't mean it's legal. I mean, folks, these are the same people that are living lawless lifestyles that are trying to convince you that they themselves are now God from the courts. When you get a moment, please take the time to say thank you to the veterans who fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have today because they died fighting against the very ideologies that you're accepting today. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution. America, because if they don't sit during good behavior, you remove them. Again, Article 2, Section 4, making reference to the answer, America. Going back to this, the worst thing that Planned Parenthood does on a daily basis is murdering innocent children. Read Proverbs 6:17. Folks, think about this. They do this every single day without remorse and exuberance. However, our culture has become so warped and disgusting that for many Americans, abortion is just something that we have to get used to. Well, I'll say it this way. If we have to get used to it, wait a second. You'll get used to it as so far it has nothing to do with you, then it's acceptable. Am I right? And if that's the truth, you're the worst of men. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking about the criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, paralleling today's events and yesterday's events concerning how jihadi is now coming into Manhattan, New York. Wow. Prevention is better than cure, America. Let's go back and prevent the next one that may occur tomorrow. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Now, folks, just for the record, just a side note. When I say for what it's worth on Twitter, I see Twitter as being almost totally ineffective in purpose. You're limited as to how many words and letters you can use. I don't see a whole lot of response outside of politics. And so when I bring you back over to the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 double E, I just see it as everybody attempting to advertise or promote their own agenda. And obviously that's a good thing, but we need to get on the same page. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, please do. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in again, we're live at GCN Studios in Eagan, Minnesota. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And friends, why is that? Because friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We stick to the Word of God and the Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, said President Andrew Jackson, number 7. Folks, right before the end of the last segment, I was bringing up the fact that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's an undercover video proving Planned Parenthood is breaking the law once again. Now, on this article, it says that we need to stop these cold-blooded killers from the greatest mass genocide the world has ever seen. And why is that? Well, it states that the pro-life community has had to adopt to new tactics. I want you to understand that you are by force through corrupt representatives, namely judges in this particular case concerning abortion. By force, you are paying for the murder of the innocent of your own children. And yes, you are your brother's keeper. Now, this is what's going on in this country, and it's what's been going on in this country for a long, long time. And it's called totalitarianism. They're ruling by force. And again, keep in mind, they're not there representing we the people because we didn't delegate the authority for them to sanction the murder of the innocent in the first place. And when we begin to think about that, that's called the usurpation. That means they are operating out of the scope of authority or law. And again, concerning judges, they are to discover and apply the law, not to create law. And as William Blackstone, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke, English common law, which laid out the Mosaic Institution for us, he said, when man attempts to enact that which counters God's law, hey, folks, it's null and void. And you have to look at it that way. I was just highlighting the fact that during the first segment, what's going on concerning the topic we're going to be hitting in a couple moments, friends, concerning the jihadi in Manhattan that allegedly took place last night. Folks, you need to begin to take the law into your own hands. You know what? You should have never left taking the law into your own hands. Because if those that represent we the people want to work against us, then it is our job to enforce that law once again because they are acting as outlaws. That makes them criminal. And it's exactly what you see in action today is a bunch of criminals masquerading as something that they are not while calling themselves representatives of we the people when in fact they're working against we the people. We need to begin to take the law into our own hands, America, because the courts are not delivering justice. Period. Well, Bradley, you can't say that. Listen to me. I am saying that. And I want to tell you this. Obedience to God is resistance to tyranny. Obedience to God isn't giving yourself over to those that make law or frame a law by mischief, Psalm 94, verse 20. I'm not being obedient to God by subjecting myself to those that are making me pay for the murder of the innocent in the womb. Just think about that. Again, if this was happening in a third world country, you'd be asking your president to make a move concerning the stopping of the murder of the innocent in the womb of the women that are in a third world country. But not when it's you, America. But not when it's you. And it's funny how that works, isn't it? That's called hypocrisy. Pretenders. You pretend to be a righteous people. Well, in fact, you blink or close your eyes to crime at work. And again, you've been taught to do this, but the problem is you've drank the Kool-Aid that's been served up to you by the tyrants in action. And that's what's sad about what's going on here. Going back to this point that the bombshell undercover video proves Planned Parenthood breaking the law. Folks, we've seen this for a long time. We just seen last year, year and a half ago, or an individual goes through Operation Rescue, Troy Newman and friends, go inside of Planned Parenthood meetings and clinics and expose them for selling baby parts. Your senators know this, and they have refused to defund tax dollars going to these programs. And it's blood money. But we have seen those that expose Planned Parenthood fall under the hand of tyranny with the mask off, namely Loretta Lynch, who brought a lawsuit along with Planned Parenthood against the individual exposing Planned Parenthood for their crimes against humanity. That is totalitarian. Totalitarianism in its very definition, America. You have a government using the law against the law in an attempt to protect themselves of their lawlessness and against humanity, the crimes against humanity. You need to think these things through, Brad, friends. You need to think these things through. We know that Planned Parenthood is selling baby parts, America. We know that first and foremost, going back and laying the axe to the root of the tree, that they're killing innocent babies by sanctioning it and telling women across the country that it's a choice, when in fact it's not a choice, it's murder. And isn't it interesting, the only people that call it a choice are those that are alive today. And they're the ones that believe for somehow or another, or some reason or another, that it's a choice because now they have been given the opportunity to live the life that God has bestowed upon them. We have a right to life, liberty, in the pursuit of happiness. You know, I had a student when doing a high school assembly program in Fargo, North Dakota, come up to me. And it was a young girl, and she thought she was just going to tell me what the deal was. And I show the students across this country that abortion is murder. You know, Exodus 20, thou shalt not kill. It's the sixth commandment, or Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. You know, what's interesting about this is when this girl came up to me again, she thought she was just going to tell me what the deal was, and I was going to cower from what her point was and from what her stance was. And she said to me after my assembly program in a public high school in Fargo, North Dakota, you know what, Bradley, I have a real problem with the topic of abortion. And I looked at her and I said, well, it's a good thing Mama didn't. End of conversation, America. Common sense comes into place. If I was to come knock on your door right now and say, is it your free will that I go ahead and just stab away at your baby? And you know, I mean, after all, the government said it was choice. Now, what would you do? You'd defend that baby with your life, and rightfully so. And we know that when that baby is conceived, that is a human being. And we also know Scripture tells us that they are fearfully and wonderfully created by God. And who else would take on the mentality that it's okay to kill your babies? Folks, do you not see the massive genocide taking place today? 57 million babies have been murdered under your watch. That's the consecutive number of 18 states conglomerated in the population in this country that you have allowed to be murdered. Because government said so. Well, God didn't establish that government. That runs counter to American governments. So without further ado, friends, I want you to understand that not only is the government's corruption in government, not good government, nor American government, sanctioning the murder of the innocent, but they are also by force allocating your tax dollars that you are working on a daily basis, 5 and 6, and some people 7 days a week. They are taking your hard-earned dollars and they are allocating taxes to support blood money and the murder of the innocent in this country. And it needs to be put to a stop. And again, keep in mind, your representatives know that Planned Parenthood is dissecting baby parts. As a matter of fact, I have a screen right in front of me, America. And the screen shows me the baby parts. A brain is worth $22,000. A fetal liver is $2,975. Lower limbs and upper are $2,670 a piece. $7,140 concerning the pancreas. And the hearts are worth $7,140. America, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that this organization is operating in America today, all the while knowing that the apple doesn't fall too far from the witch's tree when she had said, Margaret Sanger, the most merciful thing that a big family can do is kill one of its own infant members?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Broadcasting live out of GCN, Genesis Communication Networks in Eagan, Minnesota. So we'd love to hear from you, and we are properly set up to go ahead and accept all phone calls. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, again, headline news. Here we go. New York City Islamic jihadist bragged about attack in hospital. Just think about this. This is happening in New York City. Okay? Sons of Liberty Media.com. Vehicular jihad comes to Manhattan. But good gracious, friends, at least we have the governor there telling us that there's no ongoing threat. And that's what they said the last time and the last time and the last time and the time before that and the time before that and the time before that. But America, are you looking to the guilty party? Are you looking at who's alluring these individuals into their prospective cities to violate We the People, especially after September 11th, 2001? America, have you awakened to the fact that you've been duped? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution, who would know better than our forefathers. Boy, oh boy, America. It was reported that, and by Amar Madani, a White House reporter under Barack Obama and his criminal administration that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. Hey, folks, I want to let you know something. When September 11th, the two towers fell, did you hear the eyewitness accounts? They said it was as if they were watching a movie. They said it was as if it was surreal. It wasn't really happening. Does that tell you about the state of the mind of the American people? That's not really happening. America, I want to tell you what I'm talking about right now is happening. It's not surreal. It's not like it's going to happen. It is happening. But do you realize that what they call themselves as big city mayors, that they have vowed to defy the law regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens? You know, if you go back, America, the governor that I was talking about that said that there's no jihadi threat. Cuomo, a governor of New York City, there's no ongoing threat. Do you not realize Blasio, the mayor of that city, is one of those sanctuary cities? Folks, these are nothing more than criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Now, why on God's green earth would these individuals or anybody in their right mind think it would be a move of compassion on their behalf to allow illegals to come into this country? Because, folks, we have already seen Muslims that come into this country to this point, they're not here to assimilate. They are bringing their culture with them. And everything they touch, friends, that I've seen, first eye accounts and eyewitness accounts, is they destroy what they touch. And if you look at the cities that they came from and the countries that they came from, folks, many of them are nothing but salt and brimstone. And by the way, that is a part of the curse that God promised to a disobedient people and a rebellious people. They're not here to assimilate. They're here to destroy who we are, because if we see where they came from, we can see that they already destroyed it. So they're not here to build up or live out the American dream as one nation under God, the Mosaic Institution, and our Lord Jesus Christ. No, they're here to overthrow our laws, and we've talked about that. But how is it that the big city mayors are working for, on the behalf of those that mean to come in this country and destroy it? Because that's a part of judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read it when you get a moment. It's all there. But why would they defy the law concerning illegals coming into this country? And America, don't stand back and act like this is some surprise as to what just took place allegedly in Manhattan concerning this jihadi terror act where he took his truck and he ran over 8 to 9 bicyclists, killing them. And you're taught to have compassion and you're taught to shut your mouth when it comes to the crimes of those that mean to destroy your country. And many are taking the bait. Amar reported, as you may know, back in January of 2006, 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy executive orders that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. Why would they do that? Because they know exactly who they're working for. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't know what the outcome is. Yes, they're playing with fire, and yes, they're going to be burned, and yes, they're going to fall into the pit that they themselves dug, but I'm not going to get burned with them, and I'm not going to fall into the pit that they themselves dug. And the way to do that, friends, is to actually deal with them and push them back into the hole. And it's called enforcing the law against their crimes. See, they have their finger pointed at others, while they themselves are the ones responsible for these attacks that are taking place. America, again, they've got your eyes on the jihadi in New York rather than the mayors that are defying our laws to protect us from jihadis. Hey, folks, the question is, how did they approve the funding in the first place concerning federal fundings to go to these cities that are protecting illegals? Again, did you know this, America? Of course not. You've been diverted. Furthermore, the law does not protect illegal aliens, America. Listen to me carefully. Our laws do not protect illegal aliens. It prosecutes them. Amar continued. The pushback came from these mayors as President Donald Trump signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. And by the way, it's a felony for these mayors to be doing the things that they're doing by alluring the illegals to come into this their prospective cities. It's a felony. And again, let me remind you, federal law tells us that these mayors are personally responsible for alluring these illegals into their prospective countries, or I'm sorry, into their prospective cities. They're responsible for the crimes that are being committed. Mayor Blasio is personally, according to federal law, responsible for the crimes of this jihadi. And by the way, since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take away their tax money and reallocate it to the cities that are harboring these illegal aliens? Did you know about that? Of course you didn't. If you remember, said Amar, as he added, Donald Trump had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. Now, to get Donald Trump in the responsible party, as I am with the mayors that are masquerading as mayors, these felons, do keep in mind, according to the State Department statistics, under Donald Trump's administration thus far, because you're now asleep, I want to wake you up again, you need to understand that it has doubled under Donald Trump of that of Barack Hussein Obama. Why? Because they knew that they had the American people back on the pillow again. As Trump announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated that they would not cooperate with the law. He goes on, and he said, and you need to ask why? This is not Trump against the mayors. This is the mayors working against American law. And the law exposes the criminal, Romans 3:20. Amar reported in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City. But America, are you paying attention to the police officers there that are turning their back on the mayor? See, they don't want you to see what's really happening, America. They want you to believe the Saul Alinsky tactic that there's a lot more of them than there really is. America, there isn't. But I do want to tell you all of this stuff that's going on is on cue. And it's on par. That's why they're bringing the illegals here. Because, again, what they want to do, America, is they want you to cry out to them for help. They want you to decry the crimes of the illegals that are here. Again, as I said earlier during the first segment, America, that if you want justice, it's going to be you that brings it. Because these people are being let into this country to commit these acts, so you cry out to corrupt government for more protection as they want more of your rights and as they strip away more of your God-given rights. They're a perfect, useful idiot to tear down our laws. And it's exactly what they're doing on cue, America. Let's go back to Mayor de Blasio. He said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. Okay, so wait a second. So the more criminals you bring into your city, the more you're able to more dramatically reduce the crime rate. Again, they're telling you that which is opposite of the truth. And by the way, they do this all of the time. What they say, look the other direction. What they say, look the other direction, America. You're bringing in illegals into your city, and you're telling me that you've been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate. Nothing could be further from the truth, America. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now listen to what this criminal said. This is de Blasio. Listen to what he said. He said that if Donald Trump follows through with the plan by cutting federal aid to these cities, that are illegally alluring illegals into their prospective countries or cities. Again, I'm sorry. He said it would mean he's effectively cutting funding from the New York Police Department. Look at how these sick-minded devils operate, friends. Nobody's going to want to cut funding from the New York Police Department, but what does he do? He diverts your attention from his crimes once again, and he tries to blame Donald Trump from enforcing the laws, if that be the case, which it is not. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment talking about criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. And it's absolutely amazing to me, America, that you'd fall for the fact that you're being protected by the laws of our Constitution when you're seeing the very representatives that are to magnify the laws as to the ones responsible for tearing down the laws. Well, what are you saying? Well, the vehicular jihad comes to Manhattan. The governor there said there's no ongoing threat. And they want you to believe it. They want you to trust in them. But yet these are the people that are found over and over again lying to you on a daily basis, America. I'm highlighting right now how Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City concerning the laws being enforced. And what's interesting about it is he said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest cities by bringing illegals into it. Is that true, America, today? No, we can see the opposite is true. Action speaks a lot louder than words, and that's exactly what we've just seen from this jihadi in Manhattan, who allegedly killed 9 bicyclists. He also added that if Donald Trump follows through with the plan, it would mean that he's effectively cutting funding from the New York Police Department. This shows you how sick these and demonic these people are and how they're willing to sell their soul for a little more power, friends. So let me get this, Mr. Blasio. By enforcing the law, we're cutting funding from the New York Police Department. Well, if we're enforcing the law, we shouldn't need as much funding as we need today, allegedly to stop the crime and the influx of crime that's coming into our cities because of you bringing the illegals into our country. Let's think that one through. I just did. So what Mayor de Blasio is attempting to do is use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for the crimes that he is committing. Remember what Joseph Goebbels said? Blame the other side for what you're guilty of. Joseph Goebbels was the minister propagandist under Adolf Hitler. It's exactly what these little Nazis are doing, America. Blasio goes on here in New York City and cities across the nation. This order of enforcement of law could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, said de Blasio. Now take that again to what just allegedly took place in New York City yesterday. Just think about what he said. Just think about what he said. It could, in fact, undermine public safety. Folks, what he's saying is this order could, in fact, undermine public safety by doing away with illegals that mean us harm in this country. That's what he's not telling you. And to make our neighborhoods less safe. He's suggesting that it's safer that we have these illegals come into this country. That's exactly what he's saying. When in fact, he is the one personally responsible under law for the undermining of the public safety. In America, if you'd put two and two together, you would see that these criminals masquerading as mayors are lawfully responsible for the crimes that are being committed. Now, going back to some statistics for you, you know, I hope, and if you don't, you're going to know, that in Denmark, Muslims from the East are plundering countries that they are entering. And that's what they mean to do in America. And this is exactly why I suggest in America that you are going to have to take the law into your own hands, because we see that these criminals masquerading as mayors are not. And if America, if you refuse to impeach them and indict them, then you deserve exactly what you get. You're a glutton for punishment. But in Denmark, they're now beginning to understand as to what the warnings were before it took place in their prospective countries. Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's 780 every day. And also keep in mind, the person of the year, Janet Merkel, who's praised by none other than Hillary Clinton, who's been given a free hand to go ahead and commit crimes against we the people at will because Donald Trump isn't enforcing the law against her crime or bringing forth that special prosecutor or bringing forth the rule of law. Well, she was the person of the year in the United States of America. She was the one responsible for smacking the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. Think about that. Why is that? Is that not telling? Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. Isn't this crazy? Isn't this crazy? England and Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. See, you're taught as these people are brought into their countries that they have the laws working for them against you, and you better not say or do anything against them. I don't know about you, America, but that doesn't fall to the lot of Christian patriots in this country, and it never will. I mean, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year by Muslims. 77% of all them rapes were by less than 2% of the Muslims. Just think about that statistic. I mean, this is the doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4, 4:1. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. See, this is what the Lord meant when he said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. If you go to the UK, by the way, you can see city after city after city after city after city after city, literally after city after city after city after city, where the Muslims are now in power. Because they have been put in the position of being mayors of those prospective cities over in the UK. Yes, this is a fact. So if you think it's just going to happen in one night, it doesn't. England is under God's perfect judgment. Again, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. I'm going to continuously point my finger there because you need to read what's inside of God's book. Because history is repeating itself once again. Because you, America, are not learning from history. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a population of 5%. You know, if we did what God commanded us to do concerning rapists and murderers, it would be a life for a life. You wouldn't have this problem in any country. But see, crime works for tyrants. See, they want criminals, just like King George wanted the Hessians to go ahead and do their dirty deeds for him. And that's exactly what they did. Concerning our colonies in the United States of America, I praise God that he intervened on the behalf of the 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population to bless us what we have with what we have today over 240 years later. Now, 240 years later, America, we're being judged by less than 1.7% of the population. In the United States of America, 91.4% of the Muslims that are here, and by the way, I can attest to this, America, there's a city about 25 minutes away from where I live. And it's absolutely amazing, this little hub of Muslims who have, by the way, been given a free hand to do what they do. There's this large store there. It's always packed with really nice vans and really nice cars. But the store itself is completely beat down. It looks like it's from a third world nation. Oh, by the way, it is. It's a Muslim store. There's over 100 cars there on any given night. You have to ask the question, what are they doing hanging out in a store like that? But what's interesting, America, is they have the best of everything. They have phones hanging out of their ears, brand new phones, the best of phones, cell phones, brand new vehicles. And guess what, America? You're paying for it. 91.4% of the Muslim refugees that are coming into the United States of America are on food stamps. Why is your government supporting those that mean to destroy we the people? 68.3% of the Muslims coming into the United States of America are on cash welfare. That means you are paying once again, for your own demise. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% of those coming into America favor Sharia law. So as I've said, and as I continuously say, and blow the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, America, they are not here to assimilate. They are here to do the same thing that they are doing to Europe right now, the same thing that they're doing to the UK right now, what they're doing wherever they go, friends. It's the doctrine of devils that they're feeding on, and it's exactly who they're serving to, again, the destruction of their own souls and unto their own demise and unto the demise of those that tolerate these people to come into their countries. Love you by what we do. We'll be talking to you in 23 hours. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Talk to you soon. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.